Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome back to another fun-filled, action-adventure-packed installment of the DreamStation.cc video game show. You're listening to episode number 83, and we're approaching ever so slowly our 100th show anniversary. Go ahead and send us your gifts and free games, and PSPs, and 360s, and all that stuff, because we need them. Well, I could use a PSP, but anyway.
Yeah, I could use a PSP.
I digress. My name's Ben, and I'm once again forced to host this show. Well, once again, you are forced to listen to it. Joining me today will be Chris.
Hey, how's it going? By the way, figure out what race car spelled backwards spelled.
And Frank, back for more. Frank, you there?
I think he said hello.
Yeah, okay. I was going to start singing Berries and Cream, but I figured, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
And then we appreciate it.
As always, don't forget to hit up our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for all the latest news, reviews, interviews, and other happenings in the video gaming world, as well as our forums for anything and everything random in the universe, and our show archives. New to the website is an interview with Robert Krakoff, the president of Razer USA, makers of fine gaming peripherals for the PC and potentially consoles, from what the interview kind of alludes to. Also new to the site is my interview with Evan Lawrence, of the game designer of Stargate Online, the trading card game. So that's cool. You guys should go check those out as soon as you can.
If you like MacGyver, go read the interview.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with it, but anyway.
No, not at all. In today's show, we'll be talking about something or other, probably related to gaming, but mostly something and other. One of our topics today will be Sony knows how to throw a party. GTA 4 development is being handicapped by the 360. Miyamoto could make Halo. Let's do a review of Wii Play. And how about Sakaguchi no like Kutaragi?
Are you making this up on the fly?
Basically, yes, I am.
Okay.
We'll also be hitting up our weekly poll topic.
We can actually do mailbag, too, because we actually got a letter. Did you see?
We got a letter. Oh, sorry. That's Blue's Clues.
Sadly, I was just going to sing that, too.
Some Blue's Clues?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go on with some rapid fire here. The Xbox 360 Elite is out. Yep.
Everybody just dropped their iPod and went running into the store, didn't they?
The most recent Xbox Live arcade games are Catan and the combination of Centipede and Millipede. Also available now for the 360 is a downloadable map pack for Gears of War. There's four new maps, and I believe it's 800 points, which is about $10. But as we talked about a couple of weeks ago or a couple of shows ago, if you wait long enough or wait a few months, those maps will be free. So do what you will with that. Anyway, Nintendo purchases...
Don't let the pressure take you over. You can wait.
I'm waiting. Nintendo purchased a majority stake in Monolith Soft. Those are the guys who made Bait and Kaitos, as well as the Xena Saga games for the PS2. So expect some new RPGs for the Wii someday, eventually. Let's see what else. Six new titles released for the virtual console. Castlevania.
I got a question. Sorry, I got a question about the Monolith stuff. Does that mean they're not going to make anything for any other systems except for Nintendo's systems, or is that just they're going to screw it away, maybe?
I would imagine they're still free to make games for other systems, but Nintendo's, like, I want to say it's like 80% majority owner. Okay. So
you're going to make them happy.
So, yeah. Will. And that came from Namco, so Namco sold the rights over to Nintendo.
Okay.
Six new titles released for the virtual console. Last week was Castlevania, Legend of the Mystical Ninja, and Shockman. This week is Mighty Bomb Jack, Final Fight, and Ordine, something or other. Nintendo revealed to Bloomberg that there are 45 Wii games and 79 DS games in the works, but they didn't reveal whether those numbers are first-party titles alone or first and third. Either way, it's a lot of games.
Yeah, but how many of them actually going to make the market?
Well, to the U.S. market or to...
to the U.S.
To the U.S., yeah, who knows? Yeah.
And when these are in development for whenever, right? Not to the 2007 or anything, right?
I don't think so. But he said to expect the next first party titles to come like this summer. So hopefully that means Super Mario Galaxy or something like that.
Yeah, Metroid Prime
Metroid Prime might actually hit 2008, because I think they're reworking it, and the rumor is that they're going to do online play. So
oh, okay. And they're going to take out where it locked up all the time, like a at the Nintendo Fusion Tour.
You lost me.
Anyways, when I was there, it locked up like multiple times. So I think it did at E3 when we were there too, but that was old, early code. So
yeah, it's expected.
Yeah.
The last thing kind of relates to the next one, but Hideo Kojima, the Metal Gear Solid guy, actually played Super Smash Bros. Brawl. He's very impressed with the game. He says it's feels very complete, so hopefully that means this year, although probably this will be a late, just-in-time for Christmas kind of thing. This will be their big release. I'm guessing. Well, I mean, what do I know, but still.
Is that supposed to have online play? Does anybody know?
Yeah, yes. It's okay. But I was under the impression that the Nintendo pushed back their online capabilities until, like, next year.
No, because June they have Pokemon coming out, so.
Yeah, and I have heard, I've read some things, too, about them kind of pointing towards Brain Age having online something, but they don't really say what. I don't know if that's just going to be stats tracking or, you know, other stuff.
Because Brain Age comes out soon.
Yeah, they were saying it comes out before Pokemon, and is it going to have online play before Pokemon? But supposedly the package has online, like, a little logo. But what does that exactly mean?
Well, the Mario soccer game does.
I just want my Animal Crossing online.
Make your maps. All right, let's move on here. Pot Rappa the Rapper coming to the PSP. This is a remake of the original.
No.
It's a great game. So see, now Frank has reason to buy a PSP.
Wait, are you really serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my God.
It's
all in the mind.
What was his, what was the saying in that game? I was trying to remember.
You gotta believe. You gotta do what? I gotta believe!
See, Frank, you gotta believe it's coming.
Gotta. It's so much.
Okay, Phantasy Star Universe will be getting updated this fall with an expansion titled Ambition of Illuminous. That'll be for the 360, PC, and PS2, although no pricing details have been given. The PS3 got demo versions of Ninja Gaiden, Sigma, and Virtua Tennis 3, and if I'm not mistaken, Super Robodub came out as well?
Yeah, it's been out for a little while. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I need to go download those games. I didn't know they were out there. I remember the Virtua Tennis. I heard about that. I saw about that one.
The Ninja Gaiden is incredible.
Really? Is it good?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Very dark. But, oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Have you seen the older ones? Because, I mean, this is the exact same game, just kind of...
It's remade. It's a little bit harder, of course. And
harder than the original.
And the graphics just look so incredible. I was actually blown away. And I'm not a Sony fan.
No, you're not. All right, let's see what else. The new Call of Duty game was revealed. It's going to be titled Modern Warfare, and the trailer ran during the NFL draft two Saturdays ago. Somebody knows how to throw a party. This one is, I got this one from Frank. According to an article from the Daily Mail, Sony recently launched God of War 2 in Europe. This is a little old, but, you know, whatever. It's an oldie but goodie. Anyways, to celebrate, they had their usual party for the media and whoever else shows up at these things, which I guess are usually packed with people looking for free drinks as well as models and skimpy outfits and,
You mean E3?
Yeah. Anyway, this time Sony decided to outdo themselves. They had topless girls, even though they were kind of painted on, or at least from the one picture I saw.
They're not topless. They're topless but painted to be covered, correct? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Right. Yeah. Well, from the picture we saw, who knows? They might have actually had is Europe.
It was painted on.
Okay. So, so they are topless, but there's a thin layer of paint covering them up. Okay.
Finger paint. Later.
I think it was finger paint.
It was water. Pain, huh?
Anyway, yeah, the most obscene part probably was the decapitated goat on the table that guests were invited to remove food from that resembled goat intestines.
This sounds great.
That's tasty. Guests were also invited to throw knives at targets, pull live snakes from pits with their bare hands.
What?
This is Sony. Who knows?
This is kind of over the top, you know. But
just a little.
Weren't they the ones over in Europe that had, like, the different ads that were pulled, too? Like, they had that one with... Yeah,
the Crown of Thorns.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep, that was them.
They're a marketing company. I'd be worried about them a little.
Fired. You're fired. Where's my Donald Trump? You're fired.
Now, did they get sued over any of this stuff, or is it just... I mean, how does that all work?
Apparently, they just... It just went untapped, you know, unslapped.
Okay. I guess then, like you said, Ben, maybe Europe's got different rules and regulations.
The only thing, they did apologize, and they mentioned that they're going to be investigating what happened, although we know what those kind of investigations mean. They just mean...
What do you mean investigating what happened? Like, they didn't know? Oh, we threw this party, and we didn't know it was going to have this stuff in it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, there was nobody that was in charge of planning it. There was like, by the way, we're going to have these half-naked girls and goats and stuff.
They're like, dead oops, goats. We didn't mean to kill that goat. My bad.
They're funny. And then you're gonna have an investigation, but because of all the publicity that this stunt has generated, the only thing that's going to go on with the person who ran the party is he's going to get promoted. I mean, that's all that could theoretically happen. What's the worst that could happen? They're not going to fire him.
Well, didn't they lose a bunch of... didn't they lose a couple sponsors, though, like Coca-Cola and stuff like that?
I don't know. That's news to me, but Sony's funny like that. They don't... What do they care? See, as long as the PS3 is, or the PS2 or even the PlayStation name is out in the news, what do they care if it's good or bad?
Well, I mean, lately it seems like Sony's been more about let's make negative press than positive press, and we'll, you know, they'll take it either way. I guess, like they said,
they're trying to be the rock star of the video game console land.
They want to be
exactly.
Bad boys. All right, anything else? GTA 4 development is being handicapped by the 360, and it's mainly due to the lack of a hard drive being standard for every unit. So what happens is, you know, and we've discussed this, or it was discussed maybe prior to us getting here, because the 360 doesn't have a standard hard drive, developers are forced to make games and cater them to the lowest common denominator, aka the core system. So Rockstar is having issues working on GTA 4, or Grand Theft Auto 4, I guess, in case you didn't know. According to an article from Computer and Video Games, they interviewed the vice president of Rockstar, Dan Houser, and he was asked this question. On PS3, you've got a guarantee that every machine is going to have a hard drive, and with Blu-ray, you've got plenty of storage. Whereas on Xbox 360, there's no guarantee of a hard drive, and you're working with a DVD format. Does that create limitations? To which Dan, don't call me Doogie Howser, replied, yep, to be honest with you, we haven't solved all those riddles yet. So, basically, I mean, they're saying, you know, we're working on it, but, you know, we really don't know how to fix it, so.
You know, I mean, when is Microsoft, and they're, I don't think they're gonna, but when are they gonna actually just say, hey, this game requires a hard drive, we made a mistake putting the core unit out, and, you know, from now on, you have to have this hard drive. I mean, I was just, while you're talking, I was just looking up on Amazon.com to see how much that 512 meg memory card is, because remember, they brought that out, and
right.
Now they,
$50, right?
It's $50.
50.
For a 512 meg memory card for the 360, it's $49.99, and then right below that is a 20 gig hard drive from Microsoft. Retail price is $89.99. I mean, for an extra $40, you can have a 20 gig hard drive instead of a 512 meg memory card. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, no, not four times the
40. I said,
yeah, 40 times the amount of space. And they released this 512 meg memory card because then they could actually take the Xbox Live Arcade games up to what was it, 400 or 500 megs now, because they have this bigger memory card. Because that was why the games were limited to 50 megs before, because they only had a 64 meg memory card. It's a bigger memory card.
Aren't they releasing a new hard drive and then knocking the old 20 gig hard drive down to like $29.99?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I know the new hard drive is going to be 180, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this 20 gig still, you know, around $100. I don't know if you guys read also the 120 gig hard drive that's coming out is going to have a transfer kit with that you plug a cable in, run this software on your system. It'll transfer all the stuff, all your save game, everything off your 20 gig hard drive to your 120 gig hard drive, and then it wipes your 20 gig hard drive clean, and that's a way of transferring the data. Now, if you buy the Elite system, they don't have a way to transfer your stuff from your 20 gig that you have on your Premier over to your Elite 120 gig.
I was reading on another community that I go to called gamer.org, and somebody, they already, I guess some places already have the 120 hard drive, and this guy transferred it. Everything on the 120 will be deleted. The old info comes, and the 20 will be left blank. But the transfer cord apparently is only good for one transfer, and then it's done.
What?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Nice.
But, I mean, they just need to, I don't know, I think they really need to just say, we made a mistake. Certain games are going to say hard drive only, and then you're going to have to buy a hard drive if you want to play those games. I mean, you know, I don't think there's any harm in that. I mean, other systems have had these add-ons and whatnot. Instead of bringing out, I mean, why would anybody in their right mind buy a core system and then buy a $50 512 meg memory card for it? You know, plus then if you want a headset, how much are they separate? They like 20, yeah. 30 bucks or something? Like, I mean, you're up to $100.
Did it. The PS2 did it with Final Fantasy XI.
True. But that was one hard drive, one, you know, and they planned it and it flopped because they did that. But I mean, if Microsoft did it, there's all these, I would say the majority of people that own 360s have it with the hard drive, so there's not going to be that many people that are going to be left out in the cold. Right. And you could make certain games say hard drive required, like GTA 4 have hard drive required, but, you know, there's other games that they don't have to say hard drive required. They can just, you know, you can play it. If it doesn't need the hard drive, then don't require it, but if those people really want to play GTA 4, then they're going to have to go buy a hard drive. I mean, the Crackdown was like that. I think I said that in the previous show. If you wanted to play online or if you wanted to be play multiplayer on the same system, you had to have a hard drive. It said that right on the box.
Okay,
so,
here I'm on xbox360.qj.net. It says, if you do plan to do the transfer, keep in mind that content can only be moved from smaller drive to larger. You can only do the transfer once. Any content currently on the larger hard drive will be erased during the transfer. You have to re-download the arcade games and other live purchases. The 20-gig hard drive will be erased during the transfer. Once you load purchased live games and TV shows, you will have to be connected to watch them all. Movie rentals will not transfer, so watch them first, and depending on the amount of data, the transfer can take up to an hour.
Nice.
Good times.
All right. Well, let's go on to
we're
the next.
We're out of time here.
So, yeah, we're out of time on that one.
All right, next story is Miyamoto could make Halo. Based on an interview with Entertainment Weekly's Jeff Keighley, something or other, he was asked basically if he felt like he's losing touch with American gamers because games like Halo frequently, you know, outsell anything that he makes, pretty much. To which Miyamoto replies, quote, "I could make Halo. It's not that I couldn't design that game. It's just that I choose not to. One thing about my game design is that I never try to look for what people want and then try to make that game design. I always try to create new experiences that are fun to play," end quote. So he's saying that I'm creative, you're not, and I make games based on what I think sounds like a good idea, a good concept, and that more people or more developers should make games in that way. Try and be more creative as opposed to just kind of doing Me Too games and something that maybe the public is kind of asking for but not necessarily wanting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because the public doesn't know what they want, right, until they actually get it. Because, well, no, but think about it. The public didn't know that they wanted Guitar Hero until they got it.
Yeah.
Right?
But, I mean, Miyamoto, I mean, he did make, like, Pikmin that had, like, that was based on, like, his garden. And, like, that's kind of how he got his concept was because he likes to garden and stuff. But, I mean, but he still makes, you know, in some ways, Me Too games. Because, I mean, you have, why do we keep getting new Mario games? You know, why do we keep getting, you know, Super Smash Brothers? We get a bunch of games like that are games that he's made. Yeah, he made it in the past and it was original, but now, you know, we just keep getting somewhat, you know, sequels to those, too. I mean, they are a lot different, a lot of times.
You do, but, yeah, and he tries to, you know, adjust gameplay and make games at least different from their predecessors.
But, I mean, you could say the same thing about Halo. I mean, Halo 1 and Halo 2, you know, Halo 2 had more, you know, features and better AI and all that kind of stuff. I mean, but I understand what you're saying and what he's saying with Halo being a first-person shooter, and there's, you know, 8 billion other first-person shooters out there. Do we, you know, and people are all excited about Halo 3. Microsoft sent out a thing, invite to see Halo 3 to some people, and it said, like, the most anticipated game ever or something like that on it. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if that's, you know, the case, but you know, it's not like it's totally original and, you know, there aren't other games like it.
Right.
Or better.
Yeah, or better.
Well, I mean, I think the point is that, you know, the developers kind of don't take a chance anymore, or rarely take a chance, because they're more interested in, you know, making games that are high-profile, big blockbuster hit kind of things.
Yeah, but Jim, you know, you look at games like, and I know it's probably scary as a developer to do this, but you look at games like Katamari Damacy that, you know, was kind of like a, you know, cult type thing, and then it went big because people liked it. You know, you get different games like that. Even Pikmin, you know, was actually a pretty good seller, even though it's kind of quirky and different. Which is nice. It's nice that we have those type of games, and I see where Shigeru Miyamoto is saying, you know, we need to have original games which are actually different, because, I mean, you do get bored playing the same thing over and over and over. That's why I'm not that much into first-person shooters, because I've played them some in the past, but now lately, I play them, and they all feel the same to me.
It's once you play one, you've played them all, and I've gotten to countless arguments over, you know, that. And that's why I don't play first-person shooters. They're boring to me. And my friends are all, no, you need to play Halo. It's the best one ever. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I don't understand. It's a great game. I'm not going to lie. It's a great game. The storyline was really cool. But there are so many better ones out there. There's Deus Ex, which, I'm sorry, by far is way better than Halo. But this isn't about, you know, Halo's a bad game or not. I think it's just, it's what people are familiar with. So if they know that they've played Halo and Halo 2, they know that Halo 3 is going to be good, so they're just going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think all of us three are probably different than a lot of the gamers that are out there, in that we like the quirky, different games that, you know, I guess we're not what you consider mainstream gamers. We're, you know, I guess you want to call us hardcore gamers or whatever, but, you know, we're more into, like, different style games, maybe because we've played so many different games that we're looking for that original type game.
We want something new that we've never played before.
Yeah, exactly. Where there's certain people out there that, you know, they only buy Halo and a few first-person shooters, or they only buy Madden every year, and that's it. You know, so they're not the same type of gamer as we are. You know, they just want something that's familiar and that they can get the new, you know, roster update and go from there, I guess.
It's something that they know, and it's also something that they know how to play. They don't have to take the time out to, you know, learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time's up.
All right, we're done.
Sakaguchi no like Kutaragi. The creator of the Final Fantasy series, who has since left Square, but anyways, he criticized the PS3 for being overly difficult to develop for, and also accused Microsoft of not promoting the Xbox 360 very well in Japan. Basically, he goes on to say that he has no games in development for the PlayStation 3 because he says, quote, "The machine's architecture is tricky, and I don't like Ken Kutaragi." I mean, just flat out, like, I don't like him. So
now Ken's out of the picture, right? So he can enjoy develop for the PS3 now.
It is funny, yeah, but it's just funny that he just comes out, you know, flat out says, like, yeah, I don't like the guy. So,
well, how does that relate to not wanting to develop for the system? You just decided he doesn't like him, so that's it?
I think it's just the machine being difficult to develop for. That's one.
Yeah.
And then Kutaragi being there and not being a nice guy, I guess. That's two. And then 1+1=, you know, not making games for them. But, I mean, okay, because Sakaguchi left, like I said, he left Square, and then he started up Mistwalker. Well, Mistwalker made the game Blue Dragon that went on sale, or that was released in Japan last December.
Yeah.
Still hasn't released here yet, but he goes on to say that despite the fact that the 360 actually got a boost in sales from the release of Blue Dragon, he said that, quote, "Microsoft has to change its marketing strategy in Japan. There are a lot of excellent games on the 360, far better games than what's on the Wii or PS3, but not a lot of people in Japan have a clear idea what games like Gears of War are all about." So he doesn't want to make games for PS3. He's knocking the 360, and then he goes on to say this about the Wii, which says, he finds it intriguing, and then he added that, quote, "Right now I have no plans on making a game for the Wii," end quote. Okay, so nothing for the PS3, nothing for the Wii, and it doesn't sound like he likes the 360 very much, so I don't know what.
Why is he even developing games? Yeah, maybe he's going to make PC games, Windows Vista all the way.
Oh, it's not going to be Windows Vista, because, here, just one last quote from this story.
Okay, Linux all the way.
He goes on to say about the marketing for the 360. And whatnot. Quote, "Just look at the Windows Vista commercial. It's terrible," end quote. So, I mean, I don't know what
this
he's
guy's
doing.
Got it's some funny. Some issues. He's bitter.
You gotta see his picture too, because he looks a lot like a Japanese Super Mario, because he's got that, like, plumber's porno mustache.
Oh, okay, I got you.
He's funny. And actually, I did see him in San Francisco for the Final Fantasy movie premiere. And he shed a tear after the movie. We all stood up, applauded for him. I don't know why, but we did. And and he was all teary-eyed, but it was funny. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's going to make DS games, PSP games, or just, like, retire altogether. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
He's going to go work for Apple.
Shall we do the Wii Play review?
Sure, I played the game too. So we both.
Okay, good.
How about you, Frank? Have you played Wii Play?
Not yet.
All right. What are you waiting for? We'll wait. Go play it. We'll come back.
Okay. I'll be back.
Yeah, 35 seconds. There's a review of Wii Play for, guess what? The Wii. Wii Play's basically a lot of the tech demos that they showed last year at E3 somehow made their way into this compilation disc.
I noticed the one, though, they either changed or it didn't make it over the same. Do you remember that one that you had to control the guys through the little maze or whatever you want as it was scrolling across the screen and they'd just, like, shake and stuff? That's not in there. It's similar to that one where you have to turn the guys with the bubbles or whatever.
The bubbles.
Uh-huh. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, it's basically a bunch of tech demos. There's nothing really exciting here. I don't know. I mean, it's like you've got, like, one of the games is like a target, like a duck hunt kind of thing. You've even got, like, the little ducks in there to shoot. And another game is like some combat variation, which I thought was like the best game of all. The combat one with the tanks. And
Where the tanks. You have to steer the tanks with, like, the controller while you're aiming with the Wii remote or Wii remote.
I use the nunchuck. The nunchuck and the remote. That's a far better combination.
Did you do a Wii Play review for the website?
I sure did.
But did I never put it out?
Nope.
Oh, it's done. It just needs. Okay. I didn't realize it.
Yeah. Like so many other.
Because I was looking for it. I'm like, where is it? I know. I suck. All right. I'll have to put it out. All right. So look for Ben's Wii Play review on the website too at some point here.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess let's see what else is interesting.
It has a fishing game in it where you have to go in and out with the rod or Wii remote while you're trying to fish. What did I miss?
Oh, that's too funny.
Anyways, what? And then you have a air hockey type game where you have these, like, looks like staples or something that you have to control back and forth on the screen, and you can spin them around and knock the ball back and forth. That one wasn't bad. I played that with my wife, and that was kind of interesting.
That one's okay.
Yeah, and then the table tennis I didn't mind either. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, it's no Wii tennis, though.
No, it's not. It's more basic. You actually don't have to swing at the ball. All you do is just move the paddle back and forth. But yeah. So it's like high-tech Pong.
Yeah, and then there's the bubble one that you were talking about, which is basically you're pushing three buttons, you know, like the A and then, like, the B button. And then you're kind of turning your wrist in, like, certain directions to make your little me character on screen. Fit inside this bubble in, like, a specific pose and stuff like that.
Yeah, you switch and back and forth.
It's okay, it's interesting.
It got kind of hard further up, because at first I was like, this isn't that hard, and then when you have to switch back and forth between three different, you know, poses and turn the remote to get it to be the right angle so he fits with the silhouette in the bubble. And then I didn't realize, too, until we were playing it a little bit, but, like, your color bubble you have to get before you get. Because I was just getting any of them, but actually your color bubble you have to get before it falls off the screen, so it's kind of like a, I don't know, Tetris-type thing or whatever you want to call it. But if you get the other person's bubble, too, then you get their double pose, then you get double or points or whatever.
Yeah.
So and that was kind of interesting. And then you have pool.
Pool could have been better. It's no monkey ball billiards, I'll say that.
Yeah, I'd agree. It wasn't the greatest. I thought it was going to be better, too, because I had even read, like, some pre-release information about it, and people were kind of making it sound like pool was pretty one of the better ones on there. But it's not bad, but it's nothing amazing. But, I mean, to put it in perspective, though, I mean, anybody that needs an extra Wii remote, I recommend getting it. I mean, for $40, you can buy a Wii remote. For $50, you can get Wii Play with a free Wii remote. So, I mean, for $10, I think it's worth $10 to have something to goof around with when your friends come over when you're sick of playing Wii Sports, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you have a little, you know, a good time, or it's good for, you know, like, younger kids and stuff like that who kind of, maybe Wii Sports is a little too challenging for them.
Yeah. Well, I would say my 3-year-old son was able to play the table tennis a little bit. He was able to figure out how to move back and forth the paddle and stuff. Where, yeah, the Wii Sports is a little more, you know, involved, so.
Yeah, a little more complex. It's not bad. I mean, overall, I'd say, I forget what I gave it on the...
You gave it, I'm looking at it, you gave it a 7 out of 10.
7. Yeah. Seven's about it. Yeah, you know, when you factor in the price of the remote and everything, you just say, okay, well, it's only $10. Well, for $10, you can do a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I mean, it's just basically like one of those jam-pack things for, like, Sony PS2. Or
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Basically, you know, a bunch of demos and stuff like that.
And they it's even no say, like, in the manual, I don't know if you've read the manual, but they're like, these are kind of, like, things to get you used to using the remote. So they're almost games,
right.
Like, designed around trying to get you to used to using the different buttons and different ways
right.
You can use the remote to control it. So, you know, if you like pushing a rod in and out, then that helps you get better at that. I knew Ben would get a giggle out of that again.
On your Wii.
On your Wii.
All right. What did you give it, or what would you give it?
What would I give it?
Spent enough time with it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I played it one day for a little while. I mean, I'd probably give
That's
it.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, for the price, for $10, it's probably worth a higher than a 7 in some ways, but if you're counting it as, like, a regular game, then, yeah, I'd probably give it a 7. But the, you know, for $10, if you count it that way, you know, it's pretty decent. I mean, flat out, if you need a Wii remote, an extra one, just go buy a Wii Play. Just,
yeah.
I mean, for $10, just get the game, why not, you know?
Yeah, and then if you have, like, a coupon or some sort of sale or something, yeah, can't beat the price.
So what else we got to do? Do we want to do the letters? We got a couple letters. You want me to read them?
What do we got?
We got some letters. Okay, we got a letter. Okay, we got... We'll just read the first part of... We got Larry Robinson wrote in and said, "Hi, I'm a longtime listener, and I would like to tell you I like the show. Keep it up." And then he went off on a tangent asking if he could advertise his repairing game system company or something. Then we got this one. I'm trying to figure out if we should interpret this as a compliment or as a... I don't know. I think he's trying to compliment us. He at least listens to the show. But anyways, Asher Silberman. I'm probably killing your name. Sorry.
Silberman.
But, yeah, Silberman. He wrote, "Hi. I have listened to every single one of your shows, mostly out of sheer boredom. I listen to them on my MP3 player, not an iPod, and I have never thought about emailing you when I was actually at my computer. Even though it gets dull at times, you guys always then crack a joke and lighten the mood. Keep it up, Asher." So, like, I guess he likes it, but it's, like, boring half the time, I guess, too, you know? So,
well, that's what we're here bored, for. And we lighten up the mood for him.
Is that what it is? He said mostly out of sheer... Okay, so he's bored, and then we provide... It's either him listening to our show or watching paint dry, and he's decided to listen to our show instead, so... Or listen to our show while watching paint dry,
right?
Just as long as he doesn't eat the paint chips.
That's true. Or sniff the paint. You know, but maybe if he sniffs the paint, then our show would be better. I don't know.
Maybe more
or
people.
Maybe if he ate the paint chips.
So I mean that was our letters.
Flavored.
That was our letters for this week. I think. I don't think we have.
No, there's one more. One more. Let's go.
Oh, there's one more.
Answer this guy because he emailed us like a month ago.
Oh, all right.
Dustin Binkley asked us said, "I love your show, but why is it taking longer to release shows?" basically, because we don't have a lot of time. We fit this in whenever we can. And as you've heard from the last few episodes, or last two or three episodes, I think it is, it's kind of hard for us to get a third person or third host, which is, I mean...
That would be Frank.
For whatever reason. Yeah. And we don't like to do the show with just two people, but sometimes we're kind of forced to do the show with just the two of us. I know people have expressed opinions about us, like just the two of us kind of being boring or not very funny. Or,
it's you,
or
man.
Whatever.
You're boring. I'm not. You're like watching paint dry. I'm like sniffing
Bueller.
Paint watching paint dry.
Bueller.
I'm a huffer.
Bueller.
I am.
Well, and it's part of the problem, too, you know, is that, I don't know if people know this or not, but, like, I'm in here in the Cleveland, Ohio area on the East Coast, and then Ben's on the West Coast out in California, so is Frank. So it's tough for us to match up our times. Normally, I come home, and we're recording, like, right now, and it's 8 o'clock my time, but it's only 5 o'clock Ben's time. And so it's hard matching up our times to get this synced up. Like last week, what was that, Thursday or something? I came home, and by the time I got ready to record, it was like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, hey, Ben, you want to record now? And he's like, no. So yeah. That's part of the problem, too.
Yeah, life gets in the way and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if we both moved to Texas, then we'd have a better time, you know, because meet in the middle, we'd have a better time doing this then.
Yeah, I've told Chris repeatedly that he should move out to the West Coast. Where,
yeah, so I can drive 2 hours to work every day like you do, or each way.
But life is so much better on the West Coast.
Heck
it. Don't have to worry about flash floods and stuff like that.
We don't have flash floods. We have tornadoes.
Snow.
Tornadoes. What I should do, you know, if I'm going to drive 2 hours each way like you do to work, I might as well just fly to work every day. I'll just fly to the West Coast and then fly back every day. What else we got? The poll topic. We have the poll topic.
Let's skip it.
Oh, come on. There was like 100 people, I think, to answer. Let's see. Do you have a webcam or a related device? Yes, I use it regularly for gaming. 16% said yes. That said that. 16% also said yes, but I've used it very infrequently. And then 50% said yes, but I don't use it for gaming. And then 16% said no, that's too newfangled for me. So that was that. Let's see. We'll quote a couple of you here. Flea said, I've got a couple of iToys. One we use for gaming and the other is used for communication. My whole family plays together on it. The kids really get into it. And then Baco said, I don't have one. I have no use for it. And then Yishu said, I have one. Hello. Don't use it for gaming. And this is a very weak poll topic. How about how many systems do you own, or do you think controllers are overpriced, or make your own up? That was the end of the poll topic, I think.
Groovy.
All right, so we need a new poll topic, and I think Frank should create one.
Oh, God.
Oh, I had one. I had one, if you don't
want to. Oh, Ben has one. You lucked out there, Frank.
Yeah. Lucked out this time.
This one.
Hey, by the way, wait a minute. Frank, are you typing this all out? Because where's those transcripts?
Oh, you know, I had my Asian gold farmer do it, but he's off, you know, power leveling me right now.
Doggone it. All right, go ahead, Ben.
All right, here's your, this one will be a pretty simple one. But basically, after reading those forums with the about people complaining about podcasts and whatnot and what not to do and what to do, I thought of this one and I figured, why not? So the question is, have you joined the next generation of gaming yet? Simple. Just, you know, pretty much yes or no. Or I guess you can say, yes, I have such and such systems, whatever.
So next generation, when you say that, means Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, or Wii, correct?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Or Windows Vista.
Or Windows. Yeah, you can throw that in there. Why not?
With DirectX 10 gaming, you know, it's incredible.
Only because I know, like, Frank doesn't have a next-gen system yet. No, so there's people out there. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
People complain about a podcast show host not being a part of the next gen and whatnot. Just wondering.
I call blasphemy to them.
No, and it's funny because I still see a lot of posts and stuff like that from you know, people saying my PS2 is, you know, perfectly fine for now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
All right,
that's it. We're done. The show is over. We did it in like less than an hour.
Well, we just, yeah.
It must be Frank. We have to have him on every time.
All right. So I guess you guys want to wrap it up. Let's, as always, you guys want to come contact us, you can do so at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Any questions, comments, feedback, whatever you want, go
ahead. Hey, what about that contest? What are we doing with that?
Contest. I'm going to send that guy something.
All right.
Only because I feel like it.
Do we need to say who the winner is?
I'm going to get Preston Bobo. I'm going to send him something.
Preston Bobo.
From Guthrie, Oklahoma.
You are the winner.
You are the winner.
He's supposed to be trying to get his PS3 hooked up to a console TV also. I'm excited about that.
So we'll see. I'll bug him about that. I'll send him out his little prize package probably this Thursday. Probably by the time he's listening to the show, it'll be on his way.
He's saying he's having a hard time with the rabbit with the pancake on its head part. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should send him a box of Bisquick.
What else?
I think that's it. I want to just to help everybody out. I know you've been all wondering all show long what race car spelled backwards spells. I'm going to fill you in on the trivia now. It spells race car. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, don't forget, guys. Check out our forums. Check out our site. It's awesome. It's groovy. Oh, don't forget the Play concert in San Jose, Saturday, May 26th. I'll be there. You guys, if we have any listeners in the Bay Area, you guys should go check it out. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of music from a lot of video game music. Final Fantasy, Super Mario Brothers, Castlevania, the Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Kingdom Hearts. That's just to name a few. There's a lot more music and should be a very cool concert.
It'll sound like that.
Don't miss checking out the website.
There's a preview.
What else?
That scared the living crap out of me, by the way.
I think that's about it.
All right.
DreamStation.cc. Check it out. Do all the usual stuff. Good times. All right. Good times.
All right.
Remember, but you stay classy, DreamStation.cc video game show listeners.
All right. And did I mention the run, Dave?